World View Update, bringing you closer to international news.
22 minutes after 6 now the time. The situation in Indonesia is now very serious. At least 268 people have died after a massive earthquake on the biggest island of Java. The quake brought down schools and other buildings. Many victims were stuck underneath wreckage. Parents and families have been trying to find loved ones. Timpisa Fakuda is a senior research fellow and director at Africa-Asia Dialogues. Timpisa, good morning.
Good morning, thanks for having me.
This was a huge quake. How bad is the damage?
Well, as you said, the number increases, continue to increase. A lot of people are still stuck on the ground. The remoteness of this island makes it very difficult for the authorities to recover those bodies that are still buried underneath. And the unfortunate thing, of course, is that many of those that died were children after the collapse of the school. So it's quite a sad story, and it's, you know, it's tragedy after tragedy for Indonesia. Remember, almost a month and a half ago, we had that stampede at the soccer stadium. So it's quite a sad and a very, very difficult time for Indonesian people.
Does it have the resources to help people affected by a natural disaster as big as this? And Indonesia is an island nation. It's made up of lots of different islands. So moving resources around is not like what we do or what many other countries do.
They're used to this kind of natural disasters and often prepared, but because of the remoteness of these islands, it's very difficult to get help on time. And I think that's what they're struggling with at the moment, because we've got hundreds of islands, as you say, all of them making up Indonesia. So it becomes very difficult for them to reach those places on time, because it's heavy material and heavy equipment that is often needed in such instances. And I think that's why they're struggling at the moment. That network of maritime network, in other words, all the boats that will take goods and services to the islands, I don't think they're equipped enough to take heavy equipment that's necessary in such instances.
I mean, all of that's also very expensive. We've seen other huge, big disasters, Pakistan floods, for example. For Indonesia, is it going to need help from outside?
They will need help from outside, and I think the help has started trickling in, particularly from Malaysia. But this one around, they need a lot of maritime assistance, and also aeroplanes that will transport all the necessary equipment, in particular that will be there. Yesterday, I looked at reports on some of the international media. People are saying that the help has started trickling in, particularly when it comes to food. But the biggest job, of course, is to try and exhume and take all those other people who are currently buried underground.
So much work to do there. Indonesia is a country that seems to have been making progress. Its democracy has become fairly entrenched. I mean, when I was growing up, it was really seen as a dictatorship. It's changed since then. It's just hosted the big G20 meeting in Bali. It could be a real powerhouse economy.
It could be a beautiful country. Also, potential tourism to Indonesia is huge. Java and Bali are two very popular islands. But unfortunately, it's you know, this tragedy after tragedy. I mean, they had that, as I've said, the stampede. Then there was the mixed bag of opportunities. There was that G20 meeting that took place, and now we have this. There is a potential of tourism, and it's doing quite well, as you said. Democracy has been thriving in that country, but unfortunately, these natural disasters continue to happen, unfortunately.
So they'll obviously, and I imagine one of the tests of a democracy is how much pressure citizens are able to bring on a government to react. In a case like this, the president, he's referred to as President Joko, he's going to be under intense pressure to show that his government is able to deal with something like this.
Yeah, and one of the things that, of course, is going to be criticized for is, notwithstanding that they know that there's this ever present danger of earthquakes, floods, etc., and they still want to have a proper network system that will facilitate, particularly when it comes to matters of, like this one that we've just seen. It takes a very long time for them to move equipment from the main cities into the affected areas, and that's the criticism. But when it comes to other things like food and aid, they've somehow managed to establish very important depots within these islands, but they're still struggling a lot when it comes to excavation equipment into these islands.
Timpisa Fakuda, thanks very much indeed. Senior Research Fellow and Director at Africa-Asia Dialogues. Really do appreciate the time you were there, SAFM. Coming up now to 27 minutes after 6.